Republicans don't see much in President Obama's energy policy they like, but the announcement that companies can now apply to test how much oil and gas is sitting off Virginia's coast brought cheers from the GOP, including one of his staunchest critics in the Commonwealth, Congressman Morgan Griffith, whose district encompasses the state's southwestern coalfields.
A little late, and not as much as I would do, but I'm going to give him credit for getting one right.
The move by the administration doesn't touch the moratorium on drilling that's in place. But Virginia Republican Rob Whitman says it's a vital first step.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I think exploration is a critical part of that. You know, the old exploration data is decades old. You do have to have new information.
Before oil rigs can ever be erected offshore, companies need to know what lies underneath the surface. To get that data, companies will use sonar blasts that are 100 times louder than jet engines, which Whitman says are necessary.
I think they're taking the right safety measures to assure that there's no impact on marine mammals. So I do think it's a positive step forward.
Experts disagree with Whitman. Even the Obama administration scientists who approve the tests admit the sonar blasts will harm more than 100,000 sea creatures, like whales and sea turtles, that are endangered. Northern Virginia Democratic Congressman Jim Moran says the whole endeavor is being driven by dollar signs, not science.
Obviously, there's economic pressure that has built to develop along the eastern seaboard. But I know the most about Virginia, and I just think that it's fraught with peril.
Supporters say it's a trade-off, though. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine has advocated for offshore drilling for years. He says the exploration process needs to go forward, even though endangered sea creatures will likely die or be maimed in the process.
Doing seismic activity will help you determine the size of a reserve, and then that, again, it's a cost-benefit calculation.
Kaine says without the controversial tests, companies wanting to invest in the state will be flying blind.
I mean, I think the moratorium off the coast was sort of a cost-benefit analysis, but based upon analysis that was done, 30 or 40 years ago. And seismic activity gives you a sense of the size of reserves, and then you can do a different cost-benefit analysis.
The move to allow exploration for oil and gas reserves from Delaware to Florida is seen by many supporters as paving the way for leases to drill being awarded in 2018. Congressman Moran says opening up the state's coast to drilling will hurt the Commonwealth's traditional industries.
I think it's a mistake in Virginia. I think it raises too much risk to the tourist industry, particularly along Virginia Beach. I think it has potential risk for the shipping industry, which is we have a substantial shipping channel. And most importantly, we have a major U.S. naval presence.
Senator Kaine says Virginia can help the U.S. take steps to become more energy independent at a time when many of the world's oil markets are increasingly unstable.
To the extent we can find these energy resources, and I think we can do it in an environmentally sound way, it'll help us on the affordability, it'll help us on the becoming less reliant on foreign energy. I mean, the events in the world are showing every day that that's a good thing for us.
But Congressman Griffith says he doubts the administration wants to open up the Commonwealth for drilling. He thinks they just want to quiet critics ahead of November's elections.
I hope that it's a change in stance. I fear, however, it's just a way of playing to the American public right before an election.
Oil and gas companies have wanted to drill off Virginia's coast for decades. Now they're one step closer to their goal, though it's still unclear if they'll ever reach it. I'm Matt Laszlo.